Hi, it's Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, what do you want exactly now?
I told your producer, Mike Schaefer, that if you want to talk seriously, you can call me. But I am not going to be insulted by a lot of these inferences, Phil. I love my son. He was traumatized by the earthquake. Yes, he does still sleep in my bed with my husband and I. And yes, he's 13.
And yes, you're very proud of that.
I am proud to be honest. All right, thank you very much.
Oh, so in other words, see, she hangs up. So in other words, I can't be honest about it. She's going to hang up on me. Unbelievable. So don't be honest. Just go ahead and hang up. Call her back. Oh, when we have something to say, we're supposed to call her back? Did you call her back? Is she there? Margaret? Margaret, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Do you have a caller?
Yeah, okay. So in other words, if I've got a caller, then you'll talk.
That's right.
Hickory on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm still here.
Yes, go ahead. Ed, you had a comment?
Well, I've got a comment if she doesn't.
What?
Go ahead. I'm willing to listen to your...
No,
I want to hear your point.
I heard a lot of what you said, and I was very offended by it.
I'm sorry. I'm offended you sleep with a 13-year-old child and have sex in the bed.
I asked my son if he was traumatized or felt uncomfortable about mommy and daddy. He said no. I explained to him what those things are. I explained to him, for instance, do you explain to your children what sex is? No.
Oh, no. Yes, I do.
What do you mean?
What I discuss with my 13-year-old son?
You don't care about your children, but I do.
I don't think you know what care is. If you love your child, you don't do those, you don't perform them type of acts.
What do you mean you explain these things to him, Margaret?
He asks, what is that garter? What is that mommy's wearing? I tell him what a brassiere is for, that it lifts mommy up. I tell him what the garter belt is for.
Can I throw a theory your way? Will you open your mind now?
I'm not finished yet.
That's too bad.
Wait. But you're explaining to him what all this sexual lingerie is?
And here goes Mr. Henry pretending he is indignant.
I'm not pretending. I'm just asking. What is your theory, ma'am?
I want to ask you something. Have you ever...
Okay. So in other words, my son sees me in thong underwear and I'm not supposed to say anything about it.
Well, why should your son be seeing you in thong underwear,
because
first of all?
Because he's traumatized and he can't sleep
what
alone.
What does trauma from an earthquake have to do with your son seeing personal things that he should not be seeing at the age he is? Do you realize?
He asked me about them.
Do you realize? Let me open your mind now. You want us to all open our minds. I want to throw something at you. Do you realize the statistics of adults and young adults that are in jail because of the fact that they have addictions with hookers? They kill their parents.
What does that have to do with a mother?
Because you are traumatizing your child to not only the sexual behaviors, but the fact that he is sleeping with you. Your child's mind is going to be so demented.
I honestly believe you can't explain what it is you've just said to me.
Oh, yes, I can. You just don't want to open your mind and hear my point.
No, my mind is completely open, but I don't think you even understand what you just said. Sexual addictors, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Honey, study on it.
Study
about people that are in prison for things of sexual acts. You want to know why? Because it comes at home. Yeah. They've seen things that their parents have done.
I've read all the women's, the red
book. I'm going to tell you something. Your son is going
to
grow up.
I need to wear. Okay. I've read all the women's wear dailies and the red books. I read psychology manuals.
You need help yourself. You don't understand psychology. You need help.
Do you know how many children have walked in on their parents?
Oh, yes. I have a 14-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I would never dream of sleeping with my child, let alone having sex in bed with my child there. I have respect for my child and myself.
Even if you're explaining what a brassiere is for.
You know what?
Explaining what a brassiere is.
At 13, I am not going to sit there. I'm going to tell you what I discussed with my 13-year-old.
And so if he asked you, Mommy, what is that that's lifting your...
You asked me a question, let me answer it. Let me tell you what I explained to my 13-year-old.
Listen to you.
That's right. Because I'll tell you what, if you were in front of me right now, you would not be standing, okay? I think you are very demented.
Physical violence now.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. You need to be slapped. I'll tell you that. And you also, I'll tell you what, I wish I had a way of the state to come in, because it's people like you that don't deserve to have children. That child is gonna grow up so mentally screwed up.
Well said, ma'am.
Okay, since you're ganging up, good night.
Oh, come on. Oh, have God. More guts than that.
That is one unhealthy woman. I'm going to tell you that right now. She's very unhealthy. She is not stable.
I explained to him what a brassiere is for. Okay, ma'am, thank you very much. I'm not going to keep putting you through this. I appreciate it. I think you made some very good points.
I don't have a problem with it.
All right, I think you made some very good points.
All right, thank you.
Thanks very much. Get her back on. No, I ain't going to let her get away with that. 1-800-449-8686. Here she is. Hold on for a second. Watch this. She'll hang up on me again. Margaret, are you there?
Do you want to gang up on me and say that I'm mentally disturbed or anything?
No. I wanted to ask a question.
Because I'll hang up again, Phil.
Oh, I know. You've demonstrated your ability to hang up very, very well. I just want to ask a question. So you're explaining to him what a brassiere is for.
Yes. So that's wrong, too, in your book.
And what do you say to him?
I say to him that this lifts up mommy's milk bottles. What? I don't understand what the question is.
Oh, you explain...
Okay, thank you.
Well, what? Come on. I wanted to know. I wanted you to enlighten me. They lift up mommy's milk bottles. God. Call her back. Yeah, call her back, Mike. Keep bugging her. Maybe Frank will answer. I'm sorry, okay?
You're sorry about what?
I'm sorry that I made the comment that I did. So you explain what a brassiere is for.
Yes.
And the thong underwear that I guess you were wearing that night?
Yes.
What do you tell him the thong underwear is for?
I told him that I wear thong underwear because it gives Daddy more access to my backyard. You going to make a smart-ass remark now?
No. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your Belinda on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I have just got to say that Margaret, I mean, she says she reads all these psychology magazines and everything. Any doctor will tell you that it's a child is going to be disturbed if he sees his parents having sex.
Any doctor?
Let alone right next to you. I mean, they tell you all the time.
Yes, but if you explain,
your children are traumatized.
If you explain to them what they're seeing, they're fine.
So you explain to your son that your husband does you in the butt, and that's supposed to be okay?
Goodbye.
Didn't she just say that she explains to her son that it's easy access to the backyard?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, I believe
her
so.
Her son is going to be so screwed up that earthquake is going to be nothing. Nothing.
Call her back. Yeah, Mike, call her back. Mike's going, should I call her back? You know what the drill is. Call her back.
I mean, obviously the woman will tell you that, you know, that traumatizes your kids to see their parents having sex.
Margaret, can I ask you something? Why do you keep answering the phone if you don't want to... us to talk to you? Why do you keep answering... Hello, Margaret, you're not on the air. Why do you keep answering the phone if you don't want us to harass you?
Why are you harassing me?
Why do you keep answering the phone?
You're not being harassed. People are trying to tell you something and you're not listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the slut that said that I was having backdoor access?
Who is the slut? You're the one telling your son your husband does you in the butt.
So is
you're the slut.
Goodbye.
She just cannot handle the truth.
I think,
woman.
Well, this has obviously been what's been going on for the last 45 minutes. She cannot handle the truth. No, she cannot handle the truth.
I mean, she wants everybody to hear her, but she won't listen to anybody else.
I can tell you this much, ma'am. She's at home listening to every single word that we're saying.
You know, if she is so worried about her son being so darn traumatized, why doesn't she go lay down with him? I don't understand why her son has to sleep with her and her husband every night.
Right.
Why doesn't she go lay down with him? Like you said, why doesn't she go soothe him somewhere else?
And
there's
I'm
no
not
reason.
Listening to every single word, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, you're not listening
yeah,
to every
right.
word? Then how do you know what I just said?
Laughing.
Yes, that's me.
I will file a multi-million dollar lawsuit for slander against you, Mr. Henry.
Lady, you know what? I've been sued. I've been sued before. You go right ahead and you sue me for slander, okay?
Why don't you go lay down with your son in his bed? Why do you bring him to your bed? Why don't you go soothe him in his own bed?
What is that noise?
What noise?
What was that I just heard?
the lady from Your Belinda.
Goodbye.
What was that noise? All right. Anyway, thank you for you. It was a very good call, ma'am. I appreciate it. I have to run.
No problem.
And rest assured that she's hearing every single word that we're saying. More access to the backyard. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449. That's a good. How about a bumper sticker? Phil Hendry, more access to your backyard. Anyway, 1-800-449-868. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. All thanks, all hail Caesar, all thanks to all of you for the $71,000 and change that we've raised for My Friend's Place with the sale of the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD. And it's available now online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Just go to our website, click in the appropriate places, and you'll be there. You'll be at the spot that it's going to get you that CD. It's the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD. Communism is neat. We also have a 98 and a 97 available, and it may be available there at the website. I don't know exactly what they put up for sale on the website. I think we got a few 97s left, but you could get the three if they're available, and then you have a nice set that kind of, if you're brand new to the show, kind of gets you into what it is that we do around here. So click on over, philhendryshow.com. I'm told by our great webmeister that a new design is going to be up and running sometime next week on our website, and we'll have a brand new design in place in 30 days. And it's not that we don't like the work of Fresh Ground, but thanks so much, and we'll see you around. No, I shouldn't have said that. Nobody knows who Fresh Ground is. Do you know who Fresh Ground is, Craig? Well, they're good. No, they do web design. They do good web design for some people, just not us. Now, they're fine. Everything's great. Everything's beautiful. I love them, and they're great. They're very professional. 1-800-449-8686. Now, Barbara Streisand, who said a single con... You know how I know her name? Because I did a Barbara Streisand special for Westwood One many, many, many years ago. And I said Streisand. And, you know, I was worried. I wasn't very happy with my job, so I was mumbling her name. And sure enough, the producer got pissed, and she was upset, apparently, because I mispronounced her name. We had to go back in and recut everything because I said Barbara Streisand, and it's Barbara Streisand. And it was the beginning of the end for me in a lot of ways. In many, many different multicolored levels and ways, it was the beginning of the end for me. So anyway, she said, by the way, Barbara Streisand, who set a single concert box office record on New Year's Eve, says she's performed her last song for the masses. This is the last time I'm going to do any kind of concert, she told TV Guide. Now, this news broke sometime within the last couple of hours. Bob Bakian is out there, and... You're over Long Beach right now, Bob, right?
Phil, I'm right over Long Beach at present time, and there has been two people gathering here in the Belmont Shore area, and some other people have been gathering, and we noticed this about an hour or two ago when the news broke that Barbara Streisand was not going to be performing live any longer. We immediately got airborne, and we were able to access this crowd of people that has gathered here near Pine Street in Long Beach. The group of people gathered, as I said, a couple of hours ago to talk about Barbara Streisand not performing anymore. And we were, this is what we got. I think it's great, too. What do you think?
Well, I think it's something that we have wanted for a long time. And, God damn it, I just thank God is all I can say. Thank God. And,
we heard the news that Miss Streisand is not going to perform any longer. And the only thing I could do was just run out of my house and thank Jesus and God and everybody. And you can see all these people. We have been out here since about 4 o'clock.
Will you turn?
Yeah, we've been out here since 4 o'clock since I got the news. You get it?
Yeah. I got the news about Barbara Streisand not performing anymore, yeah. I feel fantastic, yeah.
We're really happy that she's not going to perform any longer, and it was insufferable. So,
you join these people?
Yeah, we saw all the people out here, and we saw them dancing and celebrating the fact that we were never going to have to see her fat ass on stage any longer. So it was just great.
So as you can see, Phil, a lot of people celebrating this news from Long Beach. This is Bob Bakian.
and reporting to Bill Henry Show.
Okay, Bob, can I ask you a few more questions?
Sure.
So what are you telling me? I got the word that you wanted to go on the air about 20 minutes ago. You're telling me that they're out in the street celebrating that she's not going to be...
That's basically the thing. You can hear the people out there. We ran that. Yes, I hear her. I can't stand Bobby Streisand.
She's not going to perform any longer. What do you think of that?
She's not going to perform any longer? Is that what you said? She's not performing any longer?
Right.
Thank Christ. Thank you, Jesus. There you have it, Phil. That was some of the comment we got, impromptu comment from people on the street. This is Bob Bacon, but buddy.
What?
Bob Bacon, buddy.
Bob Bacon, bury it.
Thank.
Okay, are you done?
Yeah, that was my sign-off.
That was your sign-off, huh? Just say it again so I know that what you sound like when you sign off.
All right, Phil, that's the news from Long Beach. This is Bob Bacon. Bye-bye.
Oh, I got it. Okay, Bob Bacon, bye-bye. So how about that? They've had impromptu street celebrations throughout Southern California, and I'm sure through much of... Because Barbra Streisand has announced that she is no longer going to perform live, and it's just people ran into the streets... down there, and the news broke, as I say, probably about 4 o'clock this afternoon on some of the local stations. And as soon as it did, people just started running into the street. There was, open displays of affection, and there was some weeping, and just a lot of... It's been a very, very emotional afternoon for a great many people. Barbra Streisand, she's not going to be performing on stage any longer. And the word from around here is, thank you, Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. And I never had the opportunity to see her perform, although I almost raised that $1 million for New Year's Eve. I almost got that out. I had a second trust deed going. I got a line of credit, and I think I was almost going to make it to Vegas for that big show. Was that about $1 million a seat? Yeah, I got either a second trust deed or a line of credit. I forgot what my wife ordered up for us. But unfortunately, I didn't get the loan approved before the show. So, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Ladies and gentlemen, Barbra Streisand. I'm just kidding. Okay, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Now, I got a question, and maybe you got the answer. Where I'm moving, all kidding aside about my house, I've been talking about it. There have been rumors running around. We're moving to a new house. I got to get a house. There's 4 kids. Come on. 6 of us. So we had to buy a bigger house. Now, but where I'm moving, see, here's the trade-off, okay? I got a bigger house, but I'm in a canyon. I'm out in this undeveloped canyon area. I'm like a homesteader. Seriously. And it's one of these places where the landscaping isn't done yet. So have you ever seen those of us who are, whose parents, for instance, those of us in our 40s, let's say, whose parents moved into those brand new subdivisions back in the 50s, those post-war subdivisions. And it was a house and it was a driveway and it was dirt. They were almost like, you finished the house. I remember they had ads on TV. You finished the house. Move to beautiful Big Bear Lake. Big Bear, they were selling A-frame cabins. You finished it. You can live at beautiful Big Bear Lake. All you have to do is buy this piece of crap and then put the rug in, okay? I don't know what you want. Go ahead. Yes, you can live at the beautiful lake, the beautiful shimmering lake. Buy that and finish it. That's essentially what they were saying. And you put 5 G's on this thing. Maybe 10 G's. You bought the frame, man. You bought the A-frame, and you had to go in there. You had to finish the plumbing. You had to finish the electrical. You had to finish the carpeting and all that crap. You had to lay in the drywall because all it was inside was pretty much the frame. So they framed it for you. So I ain't living anything that bad, but I am living like this canyon. So here's the latest word that I got. Guess what? There's no cable service. I spent a nice piece of change for this house, and I get no cable? There's no cable. So that means that I have to get some kind of DirecTV satellite stuff, okay? Huh?
Get a dish.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get a dish. But here's what I'm going to ask you. I'll ask you, Craig, ask you, Mike, and anybody who wants to lend me a hand on this, man, I'd love to know, because maybe a friend of yours can make some money on this thing. I don't know. But what I want to do is I want some kind of a telecommunications expert, okay? I want a guy to come in and take a look and say, okay, here's what you need. You need three television sets. You need three boxes. And then I want to put in, you know, like a sound system. Like maybe I want to put a sound system in the bedroom. And then I want to put one downstairs in, like, where the family room is. And I want to have all the boxes and all the crap. And I want it wired right. And I don't want it to break. And I want a guy that I know, love, and trust doing it for me. And I want him to work for free. Okay, who's right? Where are the takers? Come on. No, I mean, I'll pay. Now, my friend Tom, whose last name I will not mention, because then he'd get all kinds of work. And what would that do? Then he wouldn't see his wife and kids. Yeah, he could work for free for me anyway. So what is he? No, he's a great guy. He's the kind of guy, I've called him up to add the memory to my computer. I've called him up to help me get the soundboard replaced to my computer, crap like that. I suppose I could get a guy like that. You do that kind of crap? You don't do that? Seriously, Craig, you can't do that, man? So in other words, you couldn't wire me up a sound system?
Oh, the sound
system, yeah, but not the computer. You could do a in other words, if I bought the components, and maybe you help me shop for the components, you could bring the components to my house. You could set them up in my room, in my bedroom, in my family room. Could you mount speakers, things like that?
I did a club.
You did a club? Can you actually run the wires and make it look decent and crap?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You're hired, man. Forget it. We don't need any phone calls. I'm kidding. But imagine that. Now, they say that America, I don't know what when I lived in Miami, Dade County had 48% what they called penetration, meaning 48% of the households in Dade County, Miami, had cable. That meant that 52% had no cable. Now, I can't imagine that. I don't know what that's about. Maybe those guys had the dishes, but I think not. I think a lot of these were older homes and maybe populated with older folks, and they're like, what do I want from cable? You know, I want to put the rabbit ears up. I want to watch Channel 9. I want to have that fuzzy crap with the UHF in between, and just what we used to do as kids. You know, click around, you get the fuzzy crap, and here's the Channel 9 or Channel 5 or whatever the channel it is that you got. There was a time when towns only had, like, three working channels. I remember when San Diego had three TV channels. San Diego had Channel 10, they had Channel 8, and they had Channel 6. And that was it. And I remember as a kid feeling sorry for people in San Diego. I used to say, my dad almost got a job in San Diego. And I begged him, please, Daddy, I don't want to move to San Diego. I did. I begged my old man, please don't take the job in San Diego. They only got three TV stations. Because in L.A. growing up, we had Channel 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13. Those were the over-the-air channels. We had channel, and I can even remember the call letters. You want to know what a freaking loser I am. Channel 2 was KNXT. Channel 4 was KRCA, because it was owned by RCA. Channel 5 was KTLA. Channel 7 was KABC. Channel 9 was KHJ-TV. Channel 9? Channel 11 was KTTV. And Channel 13 was KCOP, owned by Chris Kraft. And it was crappy then. It still is now. God, you know how long Channel 13 had been struggling to put something on the air that somebody wants to watch? They used to do really cool things like uncut movies. I used to watch Channel 13 when they'd, like, lay out Deer Hunter, and they wouldn't cut anything out of it. It was fantastic. They would put Deer Hunter on there, and they'd say, and now this evening, Deer Hunter, there's no edits. There's nothing cut out of this movie. Please keep your kids away from the TV set. It was great. Why don't they do that anymore? Remember when Spielberg came on and ABC did the Spielberg presentation of Schindler's List? And he came on. He said, okay, here's the deal. There is a movie we're about to show you. It has a lot of graphic violence. There is a lot of, what is this that you wrote to me, Mike? When we first got cable, MTV was a pay channel, and we begged my dad to get it, but he didn't until it was part of a package. What a cheap creep your old man is. No kidding. It was a pay channel? MTV was never a pay channel, man. It was part of the, it was whether cable systems carried MTV or not. That was it. Oh, right at the very beginning? Dude, I've had cable since 1979. I mean, how early is it? Right at the beginning, you had to buy a certain package. Oh, really? Okay, you had to get like the, anyway, so where was I with this crap I was talking about? I forget. It wasn't very interesting anyway. Huh?
Chris Kraft?
Channel 13? I don't know. Screw it. Schindler's List. Anyway, so they had this stuff uncut, and they showed it. Well, nobody wants to do that anymore because, God, that means that people are actually going to watch. The only way that commercial television is going to survive is to put really quality stuff on there that is uncensored, unedited, uncut. Lay it out there, all right? And, you know, the NYPD Blue, it's interesting, okay? It's fine. But how about if we see some, like, some really cool movies? You know, and they said S on what TV show was it? I forget. Okay, so that's a once-in-a-lifetime shot. It was on Chicago Hope. So you get a little bit of press about that, and you try to draw viewers. Well, the only way people are going to really feel that television is as sophisticated, as entertaining as films is if they start showing this stuff unedited, uncut, the way they do in the movie theater, man. Why would I possibly? What was on TV the other day, man? I really wanted to watch it, but it was on TBS, and I said, "Ah, God!" It was like Raging Bull. I go, "God, this is great, Raging Bull." And I looked, and it was TBS, and I just knew it was going to suck on wheels. What's the point? Suck on wheels. Well, anyway, I knew it was going to be bad. So why would I want to do that? You're going to go down to the video store and rent it. A friend of mine, he likes to watch Godfather when it's replayed on USA Network. I go, why, man? Go to the store and rent the real one. He goes, I like to watch it when I know everybody else is too. What? So he's going to put himself through that. French Connection was another one. So I don't want to watch that. I ain't going to watch it. That's all there is to it. And I probably, thank God I'm moving to where I'm moving, because I probably never would have gotten satellite dishes if I hadn't moved into some rustic, desolate ravine. That's where we're moving. Where all the other houses are, well, man, they're all, it's the same deal. So what you're telling me, Craig, is you'll come with me to buy the components, you'll set up my sound system. Can you put outdoor speakers in too? How come you don't know anything about computers, man? You get the little rock, you can do the thing with the rocks? Oh, get a load of that. He'll put a speaker in a rock. And you don't know nothing about computers. That's a very unusual thing. Okay, well, screw it. I don't care. Now all I got to do is get the guy from the TV to come down and to do the TV right, because I don't want to get screwed with the dish. Do you need, how many dishes do you need for how many different TV sets? One dish and as many boxes as TVs. And so three different televisions can be watching three different things off the same dish. Because it's three different, you got to have three different boxes. So what's that going to cost me? Is it going to be three times the charge per month? Then you charge, so what's it going to cost me per month to have three boxes? $100! God. But with me being in broadcasting, it's all a write-off. It's all a write-off. That's the only, I can't recommend this gig really for, I mean, I love my work, but I would only really recommend the job for one very concrete reason, and that is if you work in broadcasting, then technically, purchases of television sets, cable systems, computers, all of it's a write-off. Because it's what I do for a living, and I got to have a TV set, and I got to have a sound system, I got to have radios. All that crap gets written off. And then my wife said, well, how about the trip to Mexico? I said, what are you talking about? Well, we can do that. I said, no, we're not. Oh, come on. I said, well, whoa, baby. Well, no, we can go to Mexico, and let's pretend like it's a business trip. I'm going down. I'm going to be sucking tequila in a place that doesn't have electricity. How's that a business trip? You're going down for a business conference. A business conference? I'm going down so far in that country, man. I'm going through army checkpoints. What business conference am I going to? I swear to God, with this place that we dig in Mexico, we go to this place. I got to go through two army checkpoints to get to it. The Mexican army has set up on the highway, this joint that we go to that we love so much, I got to go through two Mexican army checkpoints with two guys with machine guns and sandbags. And there we are in the hotel van or whatever the hell it is, and there's the Mexican army. These cats may be there to protect me, but I don't know, man. They got to get some new hats. Get new Fidel hats or something. So, like, where are you going? Where does it look like I'm going, Ace? Got any money? I mean, okay, here's $50. Is that enough? Can you spread that around to the 10 of you guys? Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. South Pasadena on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you.
Well, I'm laughing, and my son and I are driving in the car, and I'm listening to you, and I'm just laughing because my husband went out. He had to have DirecTV.
Right.
We got a friend that lives out in the middle of nowhere in Idaho, and he's got DirecTV, and my husband said, I got to have it. I got to have it.
Uh-huh.
$1,000.
Oh, my God. $1,000 for what?
For the dish. And then the four hookups for the family room and our bedroom and the kids' bedrooms. So everybody's got it in their own room. And, you know, it's a big fight because everybody wants the big screen 36-inch television in the family room. So now, they're arguing about what they're going to watch and who's going to watch it when.
I have to. This house we moved into has got a cabinet for a 36-inch screen in a family room.
Yeah.
And it's also got a cabinet for a 36-inch screen in a room that's called a bonus room where the kids go.
Well, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, put them in there with a Nintendo and get on with life.
And then let's get on with our lives.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, how much does a 36-inch screen TV set cost? If I sound ignorant, I am.
It's another $1,000.
That's great.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
So, just so I can sit on my fat, ever-widening ass to watch TV, it's going to cost me, what, $5,000 to get in on this deal?
And then you got
to
have, like, the major controller, you know, the clicker.
God, what an incredible... And you got to have it.
You got to have it.
Of course, as I said, it's all a tax write-off for
this
me.
Yeah, I know. Well, lucky you, but it's still a cash flow problem because then it's $90 a month for DirecTV.
Oh, God. For all four boxes?
Sure.
Well, you know what? Oh, boy. Four boxes, huh?
But, you know, life is good.
Yeah, I'll tell you this much. I don't need four boxes. I need two. One in the family room, one in the kids' room. You know something I don't do? I don't watch TV in our bedroom up, you know, where Marie and I are. I don't watch TV there.
No.
I don't, you know, I can't, first of all, it's uncomfortable to sit in bed.
You got a VCR up there?
We have a VCR, and I read. When I go to bed, I read myself to sleep, you know?
There you go, because it's about 2 pages, and that's about all.
And that's it, man. Out go the lights, you know, and I'm asleep. So I don't need that. I'll sit and watch football in the family room or something like that, or I'll watch with the kids. But I'm not really doing all this. So, you know, I think I'll save myself the time and the trouble and only get two boxes.
Go.
And I won't be spending $8 billion like you did in South Pasadena.
Yeah, no, what can I say?
Which, by the way, I lived in South Pass for a while off of Highland, you know, off of Avenue 42 up there on the hill.
Sure. Beautiful.
And that was like, it didn't have cable service for a while. That
no,
was creepy.
I don't think they still probably don't.
Yeah, it was gone.
It was
out there.
It's a different kind of place.
Okay, well,
hey,
thank you.
Your show is great. I love you.
Well, you're very nice. Thank you, ma'am.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. I lived in the part of South Pasadena, Los Angeles, the L.A. area, you guys, those of you listening around the country, and many of you may know this, I don't know, and it's probably true of many cities. I've lived in Atlanta, I've lived in Miami. You go outside of Los Angeles, not too far, and you're suddenly in the middle of Yosemite Sam country. I mean, you had some nut with a mule come out of the mountains with a tin, like a tin pan, and go, in other words, he's mad because he hasn't had water. You have people going mad because they don't have any water living within 3 miles of downtown. And they didn't have no cable. So I'm up there. I'm going, what am I supposed to do now?
Well, you've got a very beautiful view here, sir.
And yeah, beautiful view. So the all the more to just watch as I'm throwing myself off the back out of the window here. There's a nice view, man, as I'm sailing 60 feet into the ravine there because I ain't got no cable. Anyway, who needs the cable, right? We ain't got it out there, and we don't want it out there. Laguna Niguel on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hey, Phil. I'm a big fan of yours. Listen to you every night.
Thank you very much.
I got DirecTV to see my Pacers every night, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's $5 extra a box you have.
Right.
A month, and if you want all the channels, it's like $90, but I don't know how she got charged $1,000. I mean, I got the best dish right now.
That sounds nuts.
It has, like, Dolby Digital and everything.
Yeah.
And it was like, what was it?
Do you rent this equipment from the people?
No, you have to buy it. You don't buy from DirecTV. You buy it from a retailer.
I thought DirecTV would rent you the equipment.
No, PrimeStar, you could rent it.
Oh, no, I don't want that
crap.
Yeah,
I hate PrimeStar.
Yeah.
DirecTV, you buy it from, like, Circuit City or something.
So I have to buy the dish, the one dish.
Yeah, just one dish.
And then I go to DirecTV and I say, I've got the dish here. Come on out. Will they hook it up for me?
No. Oh, you hire an installer. You hire an installer from
outside. DirecTV?
That's what we did. We hired an installer from the outside. They charge like $200.
No, my man here said, my man says that DirecTV will hook it up for me.
Oh, I don't think so, because that's not for us. Maybe they have a special deal.
They got a package. Do you work for DirecTV?
No, I'm just
okay.
15.
I think that they, Mike, Craig's telling me that they've got a package and they will hook it up for you.
Oh, well, when I got it, we had to get it from the outside, $250, okay. And they charged like $100 extra per receiver.
What are you doing, man? You playing video games?
I'm on AOL and this stupid keeps on messaging me.
This dumbass?
Yeah, because
he's probably the dumbass.
I mean,
he's saying,
right now.
I can hear you on a Phil Henry show right now.
Like we don't know already that we got it. Okay, we understand. You can hear him.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Okay, thanks, Dolph.
Hey, the Pacers beat the Lakers the other night, which was kind of interesting. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. By the way, all that nasty crap that I was saying about Phil Jackson and the Lakers before the season, because I didn't have anything else to talk about, by the way, I didn't really mean it when I said that I didn't think that Jackson had a snowball's chance in hell winning a championship with the Lakers. And frankly, I still don't. But you know what? Boy, what an exciting team these days, huh? What an exciting team. What an exciting streak. It's a beautiful moment to watch these guys whipping off that 16 in a row. They got beat by the Pacers the other night, which is good for that guy that just called. And I guess they've won like three more after that. Too bad I'm a Miami Heat fan. Here's San Diego on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil.
Hi. Hi.
San Diego. Phil, can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm right here.
I'm on a cordless.
You're on a cordless. All right. You win. Yeah, I'm right here, buddy.
Just a second. I got all the information you need.
But you're on a cordless.
Well, yeah, I'm on a cordless.
The cordless phones are great. The problem is you can't hear the guy on the other end. But other than hello? Yeah, he hung up. Great. I got all the information you need, but I'm on a cordless. And I'm going to hang up. And I was just doing shtick anyway, Phil. What'd you think? Was it funny? Not quite, sir. 1-800-449-8686. So, So, wait a second. I got to go buy the... See, I got to have one-stop shopping, man. That's how lazy I am. Not how lazy. That's how stupid I am. Let me see this.
Radio Shack.
All right, but Craig, if I go to Radio Shack, I gotta get the. I gotta have the guy tell me. Is this the dish that DirecTV?
Yeah.
They'll tell me that.
Yeah.
Are there different kind of dishes that DirecTV can't use?
No, they each have their own dishes. I think.
DirecTV has a dish, so I go to Radio Shack. This is the DirecTV dish. I buy that, then DirecTV will come out and they'll hook it up for me, right?
And then you can get a package. Well, like either one of their contractors will come out too.
Radio Shack. Well, what if Radio Shack screws it up and the guy from DirecTV comes out and goes, did you have Radio Shack do this? And I go, yeah. Oh, come on, man. I got to take it down and do it all over again.
It's not that hard. We did it at my friend's
house. I don't want to do it myself. I want to have a guy do it. And I want to have the guy do it so that when the guy from DirecTV comes out, he'll go, beautiful job. Who did it? Radio Shack? I knew it. I don't want the guy coming out and going, do you have Radio Shack do this? Yeah, Jesus, they still. And the guy pulls a gun out of his little knapsack and blows his brains out. That's how bad the job was. That's what I don't want. Hi, I'm Phil Henry.